Welcome to Islam for Christians, episode 140, Hadith, Vomiting Charity. He who gets back his charity is like a dog which vomits and then returns to that vomit and eats it. When I choose a hadith to go over, sometimes I choose it for its content because it says something very wise or profound or interesting, you know, something that was so interesting, it really, really stands out. And then there are others that are chosen because they stand out, but for different reasons. Mostly because of the extremely colorful language that's being used to describe whatever the subject matter is. And this is one of those. And this one is just so explicit and kind of gross, really, but true at the same time. Now, if you don't know, yes, apparently this is something dogs do. I've never had a dog, but I do know this is something that dogs do. It's not one of their most endearing qualities. And I should point out that the Arabian and Islamic culture tends to have a much lower opinion of dogs than most of us do in the West. So keep that in mind. The fact that people are being compared to dogs should, in itself, be a deterrent to Muslims when it comes to this specific action. So, what is the target here? It is those who give and then take back, rather than the ideal person who gives freely. Now, for those of us old enough to be raised on classic Looney Tunes and television like that, and in a culture like that, the term Indian giver probably comes to mind, although I'm pretty sure you are not supposed to say that anymore. So don't repeat that, particularly if you are under 40. Similarly, I'm guessing most people under 40 don't even know what an anvil is and why it would be funny to drop it onto someone's head. But I kind of have to harken back to that ancient culture, really, because I'm just not sure there is another term for this, what you would call it, taker-backer? I don't really know what a young person would even call this action. But the idea is that when you give something, you give it. If you try to claw back an act of charity, it's like a dog who vomits and then eats it back up. And that imagery is graphic, but you can also see how this makes sense. The dog has vomited up the food. It is no longer his food because it no longer belongs in his stomach. In fact, his stomach has rejected it. Similarly, once you give something, it is gone. Trying to bring it back into your possession is like eating vomit. You don't try to recover things that are given. And it appears that Muhammad or Muslims or both did give this a great deal of thought, because that's not totally a universal rule. There is one small exception to this decree, and I want to point it out because it's not in this hadith, which does seem kind of absolute. But the exception is actually part of the title of the chapter that this hadith is in, which is called The Book of Gifts, Chapter 2. Now, here's the subtitle you'll see there: The Prohibition of Taking Back One's Charity After It Has Been Accepted, Except in the Case of What a Father Gives to a Son or a Grandson. So again, you can tell they thought this through a little bit. But what does this mean? What does this mean, you know, with this whole family thing, giving to sons and grandsons? Now, I think this is more of a general thing than, say, a specific gift of, say, here's $20. Well, you're my son. I can take it back. This is more of a general, a father can expect his son to act charitably to him no matter what. But also, obviously, if the father has given much to him, you know, this is much more of a blanket family exception because family helps family, regardless of the situation. Even in this situation, you know, I think a father can give a lifetime of service to his son and kind of expect service back, you know, when he gets older and when he needs to be taken care of and that sort of thing. Now, that's the exception, but generally, aside from that, the lesson here is that once your money leaves you, it does not belong to you anymore. The idea of taking it back from someone should cause a person revulsion, we're being told. Much like the thought of, say, a dog eating its own vomit. Thank you, and I'll talk to you next time. Inshallah. Thank you for listening to Islam for Christians. Please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And if you want to keep this show ad-free, you can also visit my Patreon page and subscribe. I'm at patreon.com/islamforchristians. That's patreon.com/islamforchristians.